Alderman Hopkins has a penchant for letting his mouth run before he actually gets the facts. I don't think there's any reason for me to say anything further. Our police department got the intelligence, acted on it quickly, brought 400 officers downtown. And what we need now is not Monday morning quarterbacks and sideline critics. What we need is to come together as a city and have a united strategy and focus. We're focused. We're not going to let the noise of people that like to chatter before they know what the facts are get in the way. And that's all I'll say about that.
That's the mayor, Lori Lightfoot, in front of a looted Best Buy on the near north side of the city this morning, talking about Alderman Brian Hopkins, who's joining us right now on the telephone line. Alderman, thank you very much for being with us. I just want you to respond to that first, and then we'll get into some of the details of what happened last night. But she says that you're chattering at a moment where your ward was the most of what happened last night happened in your ward and the adjacent one.
That is true. And I didn't see the mayor out there, although I was out there. I was out there from midnight till about 4 a.m. I watched my city be taken over by lawless gangs of armed, violent criminals. They controlled the streets. They didn't yield.
Can I just interrupt you for just a second? I'm sorry. We have a tornado warning now for DuPage County. That's a tornado warning for DuPage County starting. It's already started and it ends at 4:11.
All right. Thank you, Kim. There's a storm moving through, too, while we're dealing with these twin exigent circumstances here.
Yeah, that's actually the best news I've heard all day, because that could potentially quell some of the violence and looting.
Alderman, I hate to disabuse you of that notion, but this thing's going to move through, and by 6 o'clock, it's going to be beautiful and sunny again.
Okay. Well, we're just not getting a break then, are we, Ro?
We're not. All right. So let's go back to what she said, what the mayor said.
Yeah. Well, the facts, right. Yeah. So the facts that I witnessed for 4 hours was uncontrolled looting and violence and threats against police officers, rocks and bottles thrown, attacks when they did try to make arrests. They were physically attacked by the assailants. These are the facts that I witnessed. And the aftermath of this, when the sun finally came up this morning, we saw a downtown and a loop and some of the neighborhoods in ruins. Now, if the mayor is aware of some facts that would excuse that or make that not a problem, she should share them with me immediately. I don't know what those facts could be. I met with her last week specifically to talk about what the plan would be for large crowds downtown. We got no details in that meeting. I continuously pushed for details. I asked about things like training. I asked about things like resource deployment. I asked about things like central command. Didn't get any answers. It didn't sound like there was a plan. And last night, if there was a plan, it was an utter failure. There's nothing else you can say about what happened last night. The plan didn't work, if it existed at all. My hunch is the plan didn't exist, or if it did exist, it was nothing more than a fancy name. They called it the Critical Incident Response Team. And yes, there were additional police officers assigned under that banner. That is true. But that's not enough. You can't just have a bunch of police officers standing around not doing anything when a situation like that happens. It requires training. It requires protocol. It requires a plan. And I don't think we had any of those things last night. And this is not throwing the police officers under the bus,
now,
by the way.
They were
in a very dangerous situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
They couldn't make arrests. In many cases, they were outnumbered. And they know these looters, many of them have guns. So they're literally risking their lives to stop 7-Eleven from losing a carton of cigarettes. It makes no sense. They can't do it under those conditions. I don't want them to do it under those conditions. Again, it comes down to careful planning. And we have an example, Ro, to draw from. You know this because you were around back then. When we had the NATO protests in Chicago, we spent months preparing for that, months training, drilling, working on protocols, consulting experts in crowd control and crowd management and people in other jurisdictions who had dealt with that type of activity before. And the results were a relatively peaceful protest, a few arrests, a little vandalism here and there, but nothing like what we were afraid that it would have been.
Yeah, but Alderman, I want to stop you on that point, because what was happening in the NATO protest, we were preparing ourselves for out-of-town protesters to come in here, whether it was the first years of Antifa or other groups around the country or around the world even that come in and want to protest those. And they had seen there had been a very bad spate of violence year before in Seattle, or 2 years before in Seattle, when they were hosting a similar kind of international conference. So we wanted to head that off. That's different. These are Chicagoans. This is a Chicago on Chicago issue. And I've noticed that we are not handling this using the same tactics, because it's popping up. We knew at NATO where those events were going to be protested. We did not anticipate what was actually going to be happening last night. It's like an incredible situation. Can you hold on one second for me? We've got more weather warnings coming in. We'll come right back to the alderman from downtown, where it was totally affected last night by this incredible spate of looting and violence and gunplay. It was unbelievable. Let's check in now with Kim Gordon. Alderman Brian Hopkins is joining us right now from the Second Ward in Chicago. That's downtown. Much of his ward was damaged last night by looting, whether it was on North Avenue in Clybourne, where the Binnie's and Best Buy got looted, the Apple Store at North Avenue near Clybourne also looted. There was activity in the Gold Coast, that the Viagra Triangle area, last night, as stores were being broken into there. And clearly, up and down Michigan Avenue, Water Tower Place got sieged. We played some audio from that. And I also want to point out something, too, Alderman. I know you probably haven't seen this, so I don't know if you want to comment on it, but I just received a press release from BLM Chicago, Black Lives Matter Chicago, a statement about the shooting of the young man in Englewood, who they are now claiming that the gun was planted, because there is no body camera video of this young man being the interaction with police. Police say that this guy turned and shot at him. They then returned fire. He was shot in the shoulder. He's been hospitalized. We have just found a social media page with this young man on it, who is brandishing a weapon into the camera, as one of his pictures that he has placed on his social media. So this is not a person who certainly was not in possession of a gun at some point. So I just, before BLM gets too over their skis on this, and I understand that, you know, the bigger political moment here, but the looting that happened last night has nothing to do with social justice.
Whatever did or did not happen in Englewood cannot possibly excuse the widespread criminal behavior that we saw attacking downtown last night. It can't possibly. If we allow that to exist, if we say that's okay, we've just surrendered. We've just given up any hope of having a lawful society, and we've given up any hope of having a city that people want to live in. Because if it's okay for people to do that because they're angry, even if their anger is justifiable, who would want to live in that environment? You know what was stolen last night, Ro? Merchandise, expensive purses, wallets, even cars. But the most important thing that was stolen last night was a sense of safety from the residents of my ward, the people that I've lived with for years in Streeterville. They lost their sense of safety. They feel violated. They no longer feel safe in their own home, because they looked out their window and they saw their streets had been taken over by hundreds of armed, violent criminals who were stealing and robbing and shooting in many cases. You can't live like that. And our city cannot survive if we don't stop this, if this continues. This is now the second major incident of this type of looting this year. How many more can we endure? 3, 6, 10 before the downtown area just collapses? We have to draw a line right now. That's why I took the mayor to task today. It's not personal. I don't have anything personal against Lori Lightfoot, but she's the mayor of Chicago. This is on her. This is her problem to solve. And if she doesn't solve it, we're all going down together.
Here's what it sounded like. I played this earlier. I'm going to play it again. I'm going to play it as many times until people hear it. This is what it sounded like last night at Michigan and Walton at 3 a.m. That is one of the most traveled areas of this city by domestic and international tourists. Now, I know that tourism is down anyway because of the pandemic, but when people who are coming to this city to revel in its beauty and its magnificence and all of the great contributions it has made to culture and economics, that is the neighborhood that they come to, and that's the neighborhood that they spend money in that becomes tax revenue, and they leave and they don't use our tax services. I don't know how to explain this any more clearly than that, but if we lose that, we lose this city, and we cannot have that in that neighborhood that has tens of thousands of people living in it. Those are all high rises that have tens of thousands of people, and did you hear that? Like 30 shots fired in that video right there, and those were not police shootings. That's not police firing their weapons. Those were people on the street firing their weapons. And it is a miracle that nobody was seriously injured in that.
I was at Michigan and Oak when that happened. I heard it. And you're right, it was a miracle. We came very close to having two more funerals to attend for police officers. The two officers who were trying to arrest the looters at the 7-Eleven on Lake Street and were fired upon. The bullet actually struck the police car instead of the police officers. So that was just a stroke of luck that we didn't have any fatalities last night. We do have a security guard who's in critical condition because he was attacked last night.
Hold on.
Some serious injuries.
I know, and I want to play. Brian, can you give me 16, please? We have the audio from all of this. This is what you're talking about. This was at Clark and Hubbard.
1831.
Yeah, 1831.
Wow, can you put us on that person shot, the security guard that got shot on Clark and Hubbard, please?
1831, this is that person from Northwestern where you pulled the report?
The victim is in Northwestern. Apparently he's a security guard that got shot by Clark and Hubbard.
Okay, well, we're going to put this back across your box. We'll show you on the station then when you get a chance to give a call with info because you weren't sure where this happened. We'll change that information on there. Just for, I'll reopen it and put it across your box.
All right. So what that is that's scanner audio of the aftermath of that. This was in one of the most, again, this is not just a big tourist area. This is a big downtown bar and restaurant area. This is one of the more famous bars, been around forever. It's right there at Clark and Hubbard. And this security guard, I went out there this morning, just as you, this is my neighborhood as well, that as you go out and you want to make sure what's going on, I went out this morning, I saw all the broken glass, I saw the bullet holes at Gina and Giorgetti's, I walked over to this particular bar, they were sitting there talking about it, there are bullet casings still on the ground there, and there was one security guard shot in the back there last night, and interestingly, a citizen who was a young man who was with two young women was going store to store down Hubbard Street this morning, holding up his arms and taking a victory lap for the damage that was done there as security and police and everybody's just standing, press, just all standing there, you know, covering the aftermath of this and trying to protect the aftermath of this. And a guy, and all he was doing, I mean, it was protest in some way, or at least, I don't know, victory lapping in some way, shape, or form. But I think what I took from that, and that's one individual, and he might just be a goof, but the reality is that there's a guy celebrating this, and I'll bet you there are a lot of people in this city that are celebrating this today and thinking, hey, good for them downtown. Finally, they're getting it without having any understanding of what that really means for them in the long run. For those people who think that this is good for if it's chaos downtown, their lives are somehow going to be better. No, their lives are going to be infinitely worse as a result.
It's a moment where we all have to make a choice, and we have to make a choice to stand up for what's right, for a lawful society where people respect the rules, and the basic rule is you don't shoot another person, you don't murder another person, you don't harm them, and you don't take their property. Or we're going to excuse that behavior, and we're going to say, well, the imperfections that exist in our world, the injustice that we know exists in our world, the racial inequality, the economic injustice means that's all okay. It's all okay for them to do that. And if that happens, there's no hope for any of us. We are in this together, despite our divisions, despite our differences. We are in this together. We will rise as a city or we will fall as a city. And right now, we are falling. And that needs to turn around or we're all in trouble.
Alderman Hopkins, thank you very much. We'll talk again soon.
Can I interrupt you for one second?
Go right ahead,
now have a tornado warning for Lake County. That's a tornado warning for Lake County until 5:14.
It is, as people are watching this move through their area from the western suburbs now to downtown, it is a wall of gray heading through the city. This is a derecho event, which means it's a straight line storm event. This is this storm is a couple hundred miles long. It is just a few dozen miles wide. It's going to move through very quickly, but very violently. We do have winds. Tornadoes or gustnadoes are associated with this. There is some rainfall associated with lightning associated with it. It's a very dangerous storm. Please take cover now if you have not already. Please take cover now. We've got news coming away from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in 2 minutes.